This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, December 7th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Farmers upgrade 12,500 tractors. Climate and SGMA grants at risk. McCarthy to leave Congress. Valley dodges tractor mandate. San Joaquin Valley farmers have replaced more than 12,500 tractors with more efficient models, cutting emissions by more than 11 tons annually. Federal regulations in 2015 required the industry to voluntarily upgrade its tractors by the end of this year or face a mandatory replacement rule. That propelled $1.6 billion in public-private investments, with the majority from agriculture. Roger Isom, president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association, celebrated the, quote, huge accomplishment at the Almond Conference yesterday. He applauded Valley farmers for helping to stave off yet another regulation, but also cautioned that EPA could someday tighten the standards further to force more conversations. Uncertainty over state grants amid deficit and leadership shuffle. The Newsom administration is bracing for sweeping budget cuts next year to account for a $58 billion deficit. At the same time, both the Assembly and Senate will have new leaders. WAPA's Roger Isom was relieved to have a speaker from a farm district with Assemblymember Robert Rivas, since the previous speaker, Assemblymember Anthony Rendon, just frankly didn't care about agriculture, he said. He also noted that Senate President Pro Tem Tony Adkins does care about ag and was the only reason that the Air Resources Board had funding this year for its tractor upgrade grants program known as Farmer. In February, Adkins was handing over the gavel to Senator Mike McGuire, who has a close connection to the farmers in his North Coast district. Isom is optimistic with the transition, but the proof, he said, is in the pudding. Ag lobbyists have been racing to educate large cohort of new lawmakers this year, and Isom shared his frustration with the endeavor. He recently discovered that one freshman assembly member had never heard of SGMA before. If we're trying to lobby for this money for groundwater projects and they don't even know what the word is, we've got a huge challenge, he said. Isom gained a sympathetic ear from Rivas recently when he told the speaker the state cannot have strict climate and SGMA goals, quote, and not help us. Isom noted that the industry asked for $800 million this year to help with SGMA and got just $200 million. He warned that every agency is now in the process of cutting its budget much further. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. McCarthy to retire from Congress. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced yesterday he will not seek another term and will leave Congress at the end of the year. Long a champion for agriculture, McCarthy gained accolades from the California Fresh Fruit Association following the announcement. President Daniel Hartwig said the lawmaker, quote, has worked tirelessly on behalf of California agriculture in his efforts to fix our broken water systems. California Republican delegation praising McCarthy as well, with Representative David Valadao, a friend and close ally, thanking McCarthy for his service to the Central Valley. State Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield said while he will be missed in Congress, she was excited McCarthy has pledged to continue fighting for Republicans and the Valley. Grove and Assemblymember Vince Fong, who also represents parts of McCarthy's district, have been floated as potential candidates for the House seat. Senate GOP, USDA, unfairly limited disaster aid. Lawmakers are keeping the heat on USDA over the rules for the latest ad hoc disaster aid program. The Department of Agriculture's method of prorating the payments for 2022 losses is falling the hardest on producers with the largest uncovered losses. The progressive payment factor USDA used to calculate how much farmers will get, quote, acts as a de facto payment limitation, despite Congress' clear direction on payment limits, and reduces the ERP initial payment progressively as economic losses increase, the Senate Agriculture Committee's GOP staff says in a blog post. USDA's formula means, quote, farmers with less than $30,000 in losses, which is an estimated 80% of farmers, will receive higher ERP program payments than farmers with even bigger losses. The blog post says USDA should pause distribution of payments under the Emergency Relief Program and reconsider the distribution formula. Any effort short of that fails agriculture and fails family farmers who have already suffered significant economic harm due to extreme weather events, the post says. But then there's the USDA take. In a statement to AgriPulse on congressional complaints about the formula, USDA reiterates that Congress only provided $3.2 billion to cover an estimated $10 billion in losses. Given that dynamic, the USDA said, choices had to be made in order to direct as much help as possible to those most in need. If members of Congress don't like those choices, they can and should fight harder for more resources to allow USDA to fully cover farmers' losses. McConnell optimistic on 2024 Farm Bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks, quote, there's an overwhelming likelihood that Congress will enact a new Farm Bill sometime next year. McConnell made the comment on the sidelines of the Kentucky Farm Bureau Convention this weekend. McConnell didn't elaborate on the reasons for his opinion. He also stressed the importance for U.S. support for Ukraine, citing in part the country's role in world food production. McConnell told me, quote, typically, the grain coming out of Ukraine keeps a lot of people in Africa and the Middle East from starving. Finally, here's today's He Said It. With those lights, I feel like a chicken McNugget. That WAPA's Roger Isom taking the stage at the Almond Conference. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, December 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.